very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 24th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulum.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the African Nations champions, or CHAN, following Zimbabwe's surprise defeat to Namibia yesterday.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the CHAN Championship.
Zimbabwe was knocked out of the CHAN 2018 edition by Namibia at the National Sports Stadium yesterday. Warriors crashed out to a shock 5-4 penalty shootout loss, having won 1-0 in regulation time, a result that pushed the match straight to penalties due to a 1-1 goal aggregate. Namibia had won the first leg 1-0 in Windhoek.
The tournament will be played in Kenya in January next year. The competition, open only to players who ply their trade in their domestic league, is scheduled in the years between the African Nations Cup. And despite the matches having restriction on selection, the matches are actually considered full FIFA internationals, giving it a hint of gravitas, which means the matches are important in your rankings in as far as FIFA rankings go, Gibbs.
Exactly. If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And remember that we're live streaming on all our Facebook pages. That is VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. I'll repeat that again. Follow us right now on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Those are Facebook pages. And if you wish to participate in the show right now, phone us on this line, 001-202-619-2077. So, let's go for it, man.
Hongoka hama wadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitaura neje makwikwi African Nations Championship kana kuti CHAN. Zimbabwe rwendo runo zvinenge zvakona nganga murapwa achida yakarwa iyo 5-4 pama penalties ne Namibia nezuro zvakasingatarisirwe nevanhu vakawanda vanga vachifunga kuti Zimbabwe inokwanisa kuti ibudirire kuenda kuKenya kuchatambirwa makwikwi iyaya mukutanga kwegore rinouya munandira kusvika muna kukadzi. Asi vakamboza makomana sazvina kubuda sekudaro nekuti mutambo wekutanga wakatambirwa kuNamibia vakarwa iwo 1-0 neNamibia vachizokunda iwo 1-0 National Sports Stadium. Asi pakazoendwa pamapenalty apa zvina zvina kubuda sezvanga zvakatarisirwa. Tida kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu kuti chii chaizvo chakaita kuti Zimbabwe mushure mekunge yamboita zvidavado ichisimudza mumwe mukombe kuSouth Africa huko izokundikani iyo kuenda kumakwikwi eChan. Makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera kuti zvakafamba sei vakomana vakadadisa pakosafa asi paChan zvakona Gibbs.
Kujaruke for it. Yes, urikandaba esixoka ngakola mhlake esikhuluma ngeAfrican Championships yawazi kuti iZimbabwe Warriors idliwe izolo 5-4 sokushaywe imbekwa. Kungakashaywa imbekwa kade kuyi 1-0 ikokela ke iZimbabwe. Kuhlohleke uPrince Dube. Kuthi kona ngale iNamibia eVindhoek iZimbabwe yanqotshwa 1-0. So kutsho ukuthi iZimbabwe sihlohlele izolo kanti sokule goal aggregate 1-1. So sokumele ukuthi kutshaywe imbekwa. So ele Zimbabwe selinganisele phandle kungani kuyahlupha khona kwabantu abanye bakhona nasibili ukuthi awuhamba ngemfanelo. Yes, mbona zani sesilobaba lapha ecingwani. I think we've got Wellington Tony. He's a soccer commentator based in Bulawayo. Tony, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
No, good. How's Skies?
No, Skies is good. How are you doing there?
No, it's excellent. Listen,
Tony, how are you doing?
I'm doing very fine, and you?
I'm doing great, my brother. Now, Zimbabwe, I mean, this is a shocking result, right?
Yeah, one way you can say it's a shocking result, but the other you can, I really don't think it's really a shocking result, because you have to look at the first leg, how we performed in the first leg.
Mm-hmm.
And if we really did read into the mistakes that we made when we lost that game 1-0 in Windhoek, did we, as part of our preparations for the second leg, try and rectify those mistakes? Did we try and call the right personnel that could give us a better result in the second leg? You can say it's a shocking result, yes, fine, but did we do the right things?
So is it boiling down to team selection? What is the problem? The coach was saying that he was forced to make some changes because some players were injured. Is that a reasonable argument?
It definitely is not. It is not. The issue here is really about getting the right people to do the right job. Yes, well, he might have been forced to do some to make some changes, which of course affects his tactics. But did we get our tactics in coming up with a team that was supposed to counter the problems that we had in the first leg? Because if you remember well from the first leg, Sander said they were overpowered in midfield, mm-hmm. right? If they were overpowered in midfield, did we, as part of our preparations for the second leg, choose the right players that were going to play better in midfield? Because that is the problem, that is the major problem that he identified. Did he, as part of his preparations, then try and work on the weaknesses that he saw from the Zimbabwean team?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he did that, Tony, or he failed to do it? What exactly are raising?
I think if you look at the number of chances that were created in yesterday's match, mm-hmm. I don't think really quite a lot of work was done. Fine, he might sing the same old song of lack of time in terms of preparation, but well, I don't think that is still an acceptable explanation as to what went wrong. I do believe that we simply got our tactics wrong.
Mm-hmm. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's shock defeat to Namibia yesterday. Zimbabwe is out of the CHAN tournament. And we, of course, want to dissect what happened. Only a few weeks ago, Zimbabwe was celebrating after winning the COSAFA Cup tournament. But this indeed is a worrying and sad development for many soccer enthusiasts. And of course, Gibbs, as they say, success has many fathers, but failure is an orphan. You know, once you lose,
you are alone.
In most cases,
people always tell the coach to go.
Exactly.
And the coach never goes.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I think we've got one of the people who used to play soccer mm-hmm. in a very good way. Mm-hmm. And he's your friend. Mm-hmm. I think he's on the line.
Mo, are you on the line?
Yes, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. Great. How are you?
We're very fine.
You win some, you lose some. Isn't it the motto, Mo? What went wrong?
No, we can't do that. Losing to Namibia will never be fun.
What went wrong?
As far as I'm concerned, I think we lost the match away from home.
Mm-hmm.
We were not supposed to lose in Namibia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when we came back, we were just trying to rectify the problem, but it was too late. We had lost the match in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
It was a difficult task for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel that there were too many changes that were made by the coach in those two matches. In just those two matches, there were just too many changes. I just feel there was no coordination, and we really had a very, very, very poor display according to Zimbabwean standards. That was very, very, very poor.
And how about his excuse that, there were the time to prepare for the match was just not enough, and therefore probably this is why the team was not gelling?
I think we always find excuses when we don't need to have excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the Namibian coach was going to say, because we were not playing soccer for the whole year, and another 5 months, almost a year and a half without playing soccer, that is why we lost to Zimbabwe? No. And exactly what the national team never has any chance or that big chance to play for more than to be together for more than 2 or 3 weeks under normal circumstances. That's very normal. So that's a lame excuse as far as I'm concerned. You cannot say you didn't have enough time to prepare, because the bulk of his team were local players that actually played in the COSAFA, so he was just supposed to continue with those players.
Gibbs. Yeah, Mbuelo Kweke, Wellington Tony. Nxa usukhangela iqembu leNamibia belabantu nje abathethwe lapha lalapha, iNamibia phela kulezi nsuku kayidlali kangako ibhola. So kusho ukuthi phela ungadinga amabhuzas nje wathi dibadiba leZimbabwe, iZimbabwe ngadliwa akunjani?
Yeah, because ungakhangela coach weNamibia uRicardo Manet, i-comment yakhe ayiphayo after that 1-0 win eVindhoek last week. He said most of his players, they can only play for about 60 minutes or so. And then after that, they are basically tired. Meaning, vele fitness, yeah, but they are not fit enough to go for 90 minutes and above. So, not in a SLA league, right in the middle of the season, since Liwa Ngabantu, who are only able to play for 45 to 50 to 60 minutes, then it raises quite a lot of questions, not only about our lack of preparedness, but basically, I'll go back to that same thing that I raised, our issue of tactics. Did we get ama tactics? We can't say with Abantu Abale lack of match fitness. But school and midfield. We come back to the second leg and we face the same problem again. So what were we preparing for?
So we are keeping for it.
It means Bela Ula Bela Abantu right there. Awulabo abantu abarayithi, iproblemu uyibonile lapho khona, kodwa awusayithatha abantu abarayithi ukuthi bekulungiseleleyo iproblem.
Hayi, uyazwakala.
Tombodzokera kuna Mo. Mo, tichitarisa kuti asika ivo varayiridza vandu vakahwina mukombe weCOSAFA, ko chii chapa kuti zvinhu zvinetsa? Alo, Mo? Taurako.
Ndikukundwa blessing. Ndikuti chakanyanyonetsa inyaya yekuti takaita takava nekakudzivirira. Inyaya yekuti tanga takunda timu dzese dzemuCOSAFA. Nekukunda kwatakaita muCOSAFA, saka taingoita kunge tisu tinokunda vanhu vese. Uyezve chimwe chakanyanyoita kuti tiite kunge tanyanya kuzorora inyaya yekuti Namibia haisi timu inosidya Zimbabwe, saka zvinhu zvanga zvisina kutarisirwa. Kana naivo varayiridzi vaingofunga kuti ha tichangotamba tichangovakunda, saka gadziriro yedu haina kunyatsoita gadziriro yakakwana. Uyezve ndosaka makaona mukuru wetimu murayiridzi akakwanisa kunyanya kuchinja maplayers pamagame maviri iwaya zvakanyanya. Nekuti aingofunga kuti chero ndikatambisa ani nani tinongokunda. Saka inonzi muchirungu iya complacency ndo yakanyanya kuita kuti tikundwe mubhora irori.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the China tournament and Zimbabwe is out. Zimbabwe will not be going to Kenya in early 2018, Gibbs.
And now for the other teams that actually qualified, Angola 3, Mauritius 2, aggregate 4-3, meaning that Angola has progressed, right? Then what, Burundi 0, Sudan 0, this was the first leg. I think they had some kind of challenges here and there. Then Ethiopia 3, Djibouti 0, aggregate 8-1, I think Ethiopia was a scoring machine there. Then Lesotho 1, Comoros 0, but even if Lesotho 1, Comoros progressed because of the goal aggregate 2-1. Then Mozambique 0, Madagascar 2. Madagascar has gone through, so it's because of the 2-4 goal aggregate. And then when we look at our players that actually scored their penalties, there is Devon Chafa, Milton Ngobe, Praise Dona, and Dennis Dauda. But then Herbert Rousseau actually had his penalty spot saved by the goalkeeper. So meaning that goalkeeper against goalkeeper was a hard thing to take. So are you taking a caller or I do it first?
I regard you in the name Terry. It's not Mkoma Lloyd. Magadi Mkoma Lloyd.
Magadi.
Aywa, tiripo. Ma kaono se ku roa kwa kaitu kwa kumana.
Ndoti na ne kupi na mchirongwa kwa mbilese.
Aywa, chirongwa ndeche nyu.
Zandrupo na zikiti ya kuzipaka. Ile mbuzi kondoro kuti ma kifa pache zayo ya zara neyo zi matongiru enjika. That is number one. Bozi mkata sakonoti muna efa na kunga chikocha chani angaramani. But at the same time wako chita kochi wako mise ngati take over. That's boza katula kwa sasa. Which means apana ku automatically pa kuzipari kuruisa na kuzifa ukoko. Then to the PSA or EDS as a whole. PSA the money, Arkura, Borari, Muzimbabwe, and Makasas and one blessing. The moon are not Magaya. Magaya out of Borari, Muzimbabwe. Both Magaya are pinned the moon, especially at one year at was the president. The Kavan, this is the Magaya, they say. Look carefully, please take your kids united. Automatically, my players, I would play again, I can go Magaya. Both Magaya and Herbert America want to play in my club. From my players, the ADS, after my negative, I'm a guy, and I'm a zone. I just see Muki, that's both of
Magaya. Asinam Goma Lloyd. Inga Kunewamu Wani, Varikunana, Barcelona, Oko, Kunana, Manchester, Varimari, one got in Goma players. Shruit Kone, Vamwa, Shruit Kono, Magaya, Panichakai, Perikana, Omoyakazika, Zinkan Zora, Borai.
Government would have Goma Wobbles. Pagawane team one. You know, but my players, Maria one is an idiot. Which means my players, yes, I am my team joy. Antimazona. Like Dynamos, AKF.
Asi, Mkoma Lloyd, I'm going to put you vane Mari, vana Manchester United, vana Manchester City, vana Barcelona, vana Real Madrid. Vano itawo zvimwe chete izvozvo nokuti vane mari ma players avo vana Messi nana Ronaldo vanobadharwa mari dzakawanda handiti kudarika vamwe vese
ndakupinda mubvunzo wenyikombe mubvunzo ndiyo kuti tikatarisa kuti kunana Real Madrid nokunana kunana Mani Yuka nyika dzakabudirira tikada kukombe nenyika yedu yeZimbabwe tikakunyika yedu yeZimbabwe nokuti player kutsvaga pane mari pari kubadharwa iye akaonati kukani kwa mara kakwanaka anotista kwenda kuti mhiri kubhadhara iyoyo saka automatically burai inengirafa saka matata sanyika dzidzo dzofanana ive kunana Barcelona nakunana Manchester ka inyika dzakabudirira saka tingazvicompany nyika yekwedu izvi
asi kamese munoenda World Cup nae Mkoma Lloyd munotadza sei kukombe
ayo tiri tingaende World Cup mwa blessing but tikita mwa blessing inyaya yemari handikuzona ngaribot refer example kuti muno muSouth Africa munomuka apo sem South Africa kwa compare player kuti player ikuwa na mari veko zo compare nekuti player ikufambira ku Zimbabwe ikuwa na mari saka anozono kuti ndakanotamba division ku South Africa ndopwa mari iri more than chi yekuti ku Zimbabwe andimuzona andisekisa zvikenda koko kuti ada achari kuda imari ari mazuva singa I think mo singa kamuta kuti kana chemba bora ka atambira bora kuti tsvaka mari but singa chi I mean
talent remunhu ati mazona ati bomise zvemari saka kazini kasaka munhu pa players akutino is long magaya kwasa kuti mamari andiri kuyainika anosekisa kuti
mukoma Lloyd ngati botaure nyaya national team sei akajikiwa
gadziriro dzavo dzenge dzisina kumuya zvakanaka that's number one andi mazona uyeze difa yacho pachezvayo havangati vangati Raman Gumondi yari kukosha team at the same time akuti no Raman Gumondi achakosha team missing mari mungatore team
Sande chidzambwa
saka tino dzavo hadzina kumuya zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Lloyd nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda zvikuru yet from Lloyd there interesting discussion but you see the issue of millionaires in soccer is controversial of course you know you have some clubs that are more equal than others and they can attract world-class players but unfortunately not everyone can afford I mean that's why you see this this big talent gap gaps
so he's saying the problem is Yata
yes exactly
because Yata has got money
yes
so I don't know whether Yata has got more money than FC Platinum right
I don't know. But Yada seems to be paying better than any other club. I don't know, but we don't know the salaries that the players are getting, yes.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke umpangazitha lapha ke useBotswana. Mpangazitha kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba Thule kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu kade sokugcina ke phose lakho lapho ngama Warriors.
Ngiyaxolisa baba uyazi ngilo mnyaka emibili. Ngisala khona ukungithinta. Ngikoda ngifona ikhala kodwa lingadobhi ifoni yami.
Hhayi, lamntu manje uzakhuluma uzuthi ya.
Hhayi, ixolo lami lakathesi ukuthi ngiyesaba ukuthi ngizaliphambanisa ngiphume kutopiki ngoba hhayi angikho kwezebhola ezebhola.
Hhayi, uqala usikazi tshayele ibhola umbakazide. Khuluma ngebhola, ibhola, ibhola.
Liyangehlula ngoba vele yikho ngingadalwayo, yikho ngingazalwayo angazi. Ngibe phakathi lebhola vela ngangilazi
kodwa uzwile ukuthi
saba khona ukuthi loba lingibeli ngafaka kulesithathu kwenze ukuthi mina mina ngiyipolitician ngikhulume
yini wena ufuna ezombangazwe so ke
kule ndaba engihluphile ngezelizwe lapha
aya manje ezelizwe siyazigqasa kusasa kuzobuya ke
siyaphambili ukuthi bengicela ukuthi lingingenise kusasa athi singiphume kule ingathoni ngiphambanisa abantu ngiswa out of topic
ehe kodwa ke hayi kodwa ukukhuluma nje okufisa but ungakukhulumi as a politics khuluma nje ngebhola mbijana 1 minute kuphela one tata
uyazi ukuba ndizo lokuphela ukuthi uyabona ngathi nesindebeleni ukuthi uthi kasilankida bejali uhighlander sinjani iyabuthelela abantu besitshoneni labesindebeleni iyahambe eqhatsha abantu besishoneni khona libaqhatshi babe ngamakhotsha babe yini phakathi kwayo kodwa bona abangeke bathinte umuntu esindebeli sizokutokosebenzela kuko yikho nje enyanga uthinti nje okufitshane ukuthi kulokunye ukungahambi kuhle phakathi kulapha
ye so ngathi nketaba jabu ukuthi kuyini
team kuyabe sokungani kulokunye okungahambi kuhle kuyabe sokukhethana nemihlobo kukhona into kwakhona kuyaphila kuyasiyo into lokho yikho nje kunazelela kakhulu kodwa asidla ngeke ngikhule kakhulu ngebhola mina
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu so zakudinga sibili zadinga inamba yakho ngifake kuvetina then ngiyolesithathu
ngiyacela sibili umfake ngolesithathu ngoba kule munye umbuzo engifuna ukuyibuza uLokhuzeni Ntambane uthuma
yebo phela hayi sizabona
kule nto ayikhuluma izolo engifuna ukuthi ngifise ukuthi ngimbuze yona ngolesithathu nxa ungafaka ngolesithathu ngoba yikho ukukhuluma ngama-diaspora ngikhulume ngifuna ukukhuluma ngokubazi ngakho akamphendule imibuzo etize edlula kunkala uInosinkala lakela mbuzi mbuzi yakho na ngifuna ukubuza yini
hayi kulungile yesizwile baba so senza njalo
ngiyabonga baba
yes yaba kakhulu ke that is Mr. Mbakazitha he says he doesn't know a lot about soccer he has never been to a soccer field but he says what he heard yesterday was there's a lot of kind of bad team selection so he says maybe it's tribally based and tribally inclined all those kind of things but maybe he says that's hearsay but that's what he thinks, you know? Maybe there's that kind of problem.
Let's go back to Tony. Tony, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
I mean, many people, including you, seem to be questioning this issue of team selection. By the way, the COSAFA Under-2017 championship in Mauritius, Zimbabwe, lost 5-0 to Malawi. What's happening, Tony? Is it the same?
That's absolute rubbish. Most teams attempt to blow away, selected 8 players. But then when it was time to go to the championships, it took none of them there.
Mm-hmm. Does he mean to say that there are no players, that not even one single player that can fit from this region? Okay, fine. Let's not say Matabeleland North, Matabeleland South, Bulawayo, mm-hmm. or whatever. Maybe from the Midlands or something. Are there no teams with junior policies where you can pick up better players that could have represented the country better? Mm-hmm. I think really it's quite an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm. Vantu Rovers, I think, is the best junior policy at the moment, right?
Yes, definitely they have. They have you remember last time the discussion that we had on the COSAFA on the COSAFA Castle Cup, where I said yes, the Warriors might have won the COSAFA Castle Cup, but it's purely a developmental tournament, and of course, this band was supposed to be part of that team as an 18-year-old. He comes from Bandu Rovers. Now he has been signed by a team from South Africa without even going for trials.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Tony, and stay on the line. I think we've got a third guest, and that is Alexander Kulrula Masego.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander Masego, how are you?
I'm fine with you.
Oh, we're very good. How's Johannesburg?
Johannesburg is okay, man.
Mm.
Cold.
So we see that the Zimbabwe Warriors were actually beaten in the CHAN tournament. So at the end of the day, what is the major or outlying problem? You know, what's really the problem here, Zanda?
You know, we keep on talking about problems. In fact, the main problem is... We are supposed to have. We know that we've got fixtures on all these tournaments,
mm-hmm.
right? No, if the fixture is 6 months or 8 months time, we need to start preparing before the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we normally prepare almost when there's only about a month, and then we expect. I mean, the guys to do wonders. Nothing like that will ever happen.
So what should be the maximum time to say, how are you doing it, you guys? Because you used to play for the Warriors as well. But you had a similar problem, I think. Is that the case?
No, we did. Yeah, we did. I mean, we lost against very good countries in any case. You understand? And it was a learning curve to us. But our preparations were far much better. We could actually prepare 2-3 months before. You understand? You are given also... friendly matches in between prior to the game.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what is supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, during those days, let's look at Highlanders, for example. The junior policy was really good. What happened to that?
Okay, my own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Soccer is now commercialized.
Mm-hmm.
Now a lot of people are making money out of it. There's no longer, like most probably, the love of soccer. We're not even the players themselves, all they think of is, I just want to go and play for that team and make money. I want to play for that team and make money. There's no love for the game anymore, mm-hmm. one. Two, the junior policy is one of the best. If ever we go back to the same old system whereby all the clubs in the PSL could mm-hmm. have the juniors,
mm-hmm.
you understand, and have the reserve sides playing against each other. We used to, we knocked the first team's door,
mm-hmm.
doors when we were playing from the juniors. You upgrade to the reserve side,
yeah.
And then obvious when you're kitten raising there, the supporters will see and say, ah, but that boy can also manage to play for the first team. They must try this boy. You know what I mean?
That's
it. True. Was like a collective. Mm-hmm.
Because matches would even sometimes start at 9 when the big match was at 3,
exactly.
You know, with the juniors,
exactly.
And, you know, and exactly. people would actually go early.
Mm-hmm. No, that's very true. If we can revive something like that, it's so that we know, I mean, from juniors, you could actually go, even those who are scouting for the under-17s, you know, it's very easy for them to pick up those youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, scouting when it's about a month or 3 weeks to go for you to go in and play competition, and then you expect to do wonders there. I don't think it's fair.
So ngicanga ukuthi ake ngesintu ke Zanda uthi katokwenza ukuthi vele abantu bezibabhe bangajayi kuhle inguqu lapha kuhamba njani vele ngombono wakho akuyijayi ngesindebele
hayi kunzima endaweni njalo bua. Into khona bua ukuthi into engikhulume ngesilume. Ukufuze siprepare kahle sibe kwazi ukuthi kona lesini ngesikhathi esinje kule tournament ekanje. You understand? Uma kule tournament le say like i Kosafa. We know that iKosafa is, and this is the time yokuthi sikade ukubuilda kancane ngayo. Kube lama friendly matches lama countries. You know, picking up ama players locally. Ubone ungakabizi laba bangaphandle kwelizwe. Because now we relying with players abangaphandle kwelizwe, which is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is wrong. Thina sisadlala ngezikhathi zethu lapha ngumbani owayengaphandle kwelizwe. So there was no one.
Mm-hmm.
Sonke we local players and we're doing fine. You understand? Even if we see ama supporters, some of them they would understand. Would they bad here, but bad here. Hey guys, it's quite less. It's trendy. It's right. It's a book. It's I mean, but when in the best stand, whether we lost, whether we won, it's the best stand. And they used to come to watch us.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're from Bakoropo. Masego, unga ikachana. Blessing.
I think we have another analyst joining us. That's Lazy Buzo. How are you?
I'm good, gentlemen, and you?
We are doing great, Musondi Wamugadza. How is the UK today?
UK is beautiful, should I say.
Is it raining like this side? You know, it was raining here yesterday.
It's the weather has been up and down, but it's okay.
Thank you so much. Now, you know, it's very funny. A few weeks ago, we talked about Zimbabwe winning the COSAFA tournament. And now, yesterday, they were knocked out of the CHAN tournament, 5-4 penalties. And the under-17s who are playing another COSAFA Champions tournament in Mauritius, they've lost a 5-0 to Malawi. Mm-hmm. What is your take on all this?
It's unfortunate that, you know, 1 minute we were singing praises and then suddenly we, you know, the guys are down and out. Mm-hmm. But that's part of the game. We have to learn to, you know, to say we win some of the games and we lose some of them. And when we lose, we have to lose as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, obviously, they have to go back to the drawing board and look where they went wrong. I was back home last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 2 weeks, and I think they lost a game to Namibia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yes.
1-0. There was a lot that was said. Yeah, there was a lot that was said. That made me unhappy, actually. But yes, we've lost a game. We have to accept that we've lost a game. We lose as a team or as a nation. And we try to correct our mistakes from there.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs. So now, before I go to Wellington Tony, let me read some of the messages on Facebook. And one of the guys that wrote us is Baba Galindokuhle Msengo, who says, "Guys, you must understand, this is football. One time you win, one time you lose." Then Xolile Hloms Gama says, "What we witnessed yesterday was Harare United, nothing else."
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got Jennings Rukani, who says, "Our confidence as a country tends to fluctuate, and this is also reflected in all we do at national level. It is shocking that after 37 years of independence, we hardly have a professional league to nurture players. So where are we going?" Mm-hmm. And then we've got Martin Siwe, who says, "Yeah, let's see what happens, because things also change in life." Then Shosholoza Sizwe Sikamthokazi says, "Boycott Zifa until they start spending money in the national team." Mm-hmm. And then we've got Innocent, who says, "Mofwe has actually failed, and he continues failing." Sihle Nkala says, "It's normal. They will win next time." And then Edson Ndawana says, "That team was very poor. It never played the best of ways, and they never went for camping. So how do we expect them to win?" And he says, "Can you call me? I want to contribute right now." And Innocent again says, "Call me, please, right now."
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tony, are you still on the line? Hello, Tony.
Yes, please, I can hear you.
Yeah, right. Realizing that there is a serious problem in soccer in Zimbabwe. So what can be done to actually revive soccer? You know that, you know, during Leonard Fabisch's time, it was a big team. You know, you still remember the dream team, eh? People used to enjoy that. And are we going to have those glorious moments again, or is all gone?
I believe that the opportunity to have those glorious days is still available, as long as we stick to those same old methods that made us successful at that time. I remember at some stage when Gumede was Ndumiso Gumede was the general secretary of ZIFA, not at this time when he came in as vice president. At that time, he introduced a program called Just Play, where clubs in the PSL had to partner a school. That was part of football development. If you are going to be able to partner a school, you know, there are a lot of kids that come through primary schools. There are a lot of kids that come through secondary schools that are in various teams. There's also Coca-Cola. There are all sorts of things that are happening in schools as far as sport is concerned. But the moment we decided to break away from that old system, then everything we just lost everything. And the influx of money, like Alex was saying, that football is now commercial. Football being commercial now means the focus has shifted mainly to instant success than looking at talent. It's all about buying players. It's all about buying players who can give you a result tomorrow. It's not about getting talent that can give you results after 5 years. No, they have to give me the league title in November this year.
But, Tony, supporters that patient? You know, these days, you know, they just want to win the championship without appreciating that you have to nurture the players and then... You know, you have players like Messi. It took time, you know, but eventually they got it when he was still playing. Ronaldinho was the star of the team, and Messi was on the sidelines. But you could tell that, you know, he was a brilliant player, and Barcelona had signed him when he was only about 13 years old, and they managed to develop him. But is pressure also not coming from supporters to say, we want to win the championship at whatever cost?
Yeah, pressure will always come from the supporters, but pressure will come from the supporters if you are directing this. If you want instant success, they will say, fine, you bought 18 players, so give us the results. But if you are going to show them that you want to have some kind of progression within your team, you want to have a team that is going to produce two players that are going to be in the under-17 national team, two that are going to be in the under-20, two in the under-23, and two in the national senior team. And then next year, you're going to sell five players to South Africa, you're going to sell five players to Europe. Then that kind of progression, I think supporters will support that kind of they will support that kind of program. But if you show them that you are not concerned about their development, the grassroots development of football, and show them that all you want is the league title, they will definitely develop that pressure. They will say to you, you bought players, you give us the title.
Interesting. Gibbs.
So now we've got two former great players here. You know, Alexander Maseko and Mukatsa. These two guys, I don't know why they're not maybe going to contest some seats in Zimbabwe.
Yeah,
but I still remember Zander wanted to do that, but something happened. Zander. So if you were given the ZIFA presidency, where would you start in terms of building the Zimbabwe squad? Suppose you are the ZIFA president today.
You ask me, that's a tough question, which you're asking me, Gibbs. All I can say that I think my stronghold would be more on administration and making sure that, you know, football is run proper in the sense that I don't think that if we could, if like what Tony said, If you have that structure which we used to have before, it was working. It used to work. So why should you demolish something which is working? You understand? Yes. Unfortunately, again, committee tried something to affiliate with schools. And moreover, it was never done. You understand? Something to revive what used to happen before during our time. So I think on my side, I would look into grassroots development more than anything else, because the more we do that, the better the country will actually maybe survive. You understand? We actually produce a lot of very good players, and there is I'm in SA right now, and if I tell you that how many teams here source players from Zimbabwe, almost all the teams, including first division, including third division, you find Zimbabweans playing there. Some of them are not even known. And also to have someone who could be a scout for the players, Zimbabweans who are playing in other countries, you understand? Because we're not looking. There's still plenty. I can actually go. I receive a lot of emails and sometimes WhatsApp people sending me pictures for players who are, some Zimbabweans who are playing somewhere else. You can actually build another team. And play against the national team, which is so-called the national team, and they can do better. Maybe you can pick players from those guys again. There's a lot of players in them. It's only that we're only looking one. Maybe we are blindsided. We're looking at one side and we're thinking that this is what works. Most probably, finances also are restricting us. In any case, maybe that's part of it. But truthfully speaking, when it comes to players, Zimbabwe has got a lot of players.
Can you hold on there, Maseko? Sesilo muntu lapha osecongweni ubaba uBim Hambi use follows kona ngale. Baba Hambi kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba linjandina.
Hayi siphile kakhulu. Yeah, nathi udaba ungathini ngalo?
Ya, udaba siyaluzwa sibili ke engakubamba ukuthi khathi sesinje. Sifuna kube lobandlululo kakhulu ekwenzakaleni kwalezi zinto, ukuthi kadona umhlaba kakuboni yini kusenzakala nje kuma-teams athile.
Akucace sibili.
Ngokunye kwezinto ezikhangele ukuthi zidingakale.
Ukubeke bhadla sibili baba, khuluma sibili mhambi, usitshele ukuthi wena ubona ngani inketaba ejabu yankhona imenjani. Asitshayi sifihle inja, sifihle umphini la. Sicela ukufaka sibili.
Ngisekela kule insizwe kathi khuluma kathesi eseBotswana, ungakhangela kakhulu okwenzakalayo. Ungani uba lobandlululo nje nasekwenzeni nje kakhulu. So khona lokhuyana kuyaphula uthando.
So singathi kuyamemeteka ukuthi kunento ezingahambi kahle.
Ya, izinto zikhanya zihambi kahle nje. Yalibana kunanzelelwa kuchaya nje sobale ekwenzeni kwezinto. Singakhona ukuthi izinto ziphume ngendlela eqondile.
Pho-ke manje kumele kwenziweni mhambi? Tshela abantu.
Asazike-ke khona kakhulu lokhu kudingakala ukuthi bona iziphatha amandla kakhulu ezizo ekuseni ezizweni ezinto kubone khonoko.
Hhayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Phosela ukugcina baba.
Hayi-ke kakhulu, ngijabule kakhulu ukuthi lami lingithole. Ngicelisa ukuthi ekuyeni phambili lingithinte-ke. Nami ngenelise ube ngiphosa ukuhambe ngifisa kusemoyeni.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Emhambi baba, ungadinwa kusasa.
Siyabonga baba.
Ya, so Mhambi is complaining about this so-called segregation that he's saying in soccer. He says, things are not going well. So he believes that maybe something better can be done in terms of team selection. He says, like what Tony and others are actually mentioning. This is not happy at all. Yeah.
Let's go to our Shona Facebook page. And many people are writing there. We have Evangelist Emmanuel Mugwindi, who says, I want to kurwadziwa nekubuda kwakaita Zimbabwe. Ignatius Gina Machingura, Arnold Lloyd, it's not about Zimbabwe. It's about the PSL. Vanhu vanotamba bhora avo vanodawo mari. Toda vanhu vakaita savana magaya. Then there is Ignatius Gina Machingura. He says, where is this number? I just want to phone now. Gibbs, you can give him the number there. And then, of course, we also have Love Mom Dzingwa. Love Mwanzi Pamberina Mamgabe. I don't know if we are, this is not politics so today. It's about Chan.
Yes.
Do we still have Muzondiwa Mkaza on the line? Muzondiwa?
Yeah, hello, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm available.
Yes, but Mzondiwa, what is really surprising to me when it comes to the team selection is also the exclusion of junior players in this Chan tournament, just like we saw in the COSAFA championship. Is that not problematic for the national team proper, like when you're playing for the African Nations Cup and the World Cup, of course, we are seeing just players who are, you know, not so young.
The other side of the, okay, yeah, I understand what you mean. It's ideal if long term it will work if some of the junior players are introduced at this stage where, you know, they can sit on the bench and then they'll be introduced, you know, gradually into the senior team or introduced into the games with time. It will help long term. I just wanted to go back to, I think, what Alexander and Corey, you know, touched on. I think they touched on the financial restraints that are probably, you know, hampering our progress, which I think with no money or with no finances, I think the motivation is not there. And again, the junior program that, you know, Mr. Kumede is an advocate for, it's unfortunate maybe he didn't get the support that he needed, but we have to think again because, you know, the young ones are the next generation, so they need to be nurtured. I'm afraid, you know, when I touched on something, when I said last 2 weeks I was back home, there was a few mentions. I think one of your callers just said, you know, segregation of team selection is something that is, you know, a big hindrance. But I hate to think it's the cause.
Mm-hmm.
We might find all sorts of excuses, but at the end of the day, you know, we look at the Reina Serbish squad. It was full of Highlanders players. And then we go to the, you know, my time when I played under West Off, I think almost 8 to 9 players, you know, were from Bulawayo. And, you know, we still got the same support. So I would hate to think, you know, it's the cause of us, you know, losing games. Fine, people always find something to blame, but as a nation, we just have to support whoever is put on, you know, our jersey. That's all what I can ask for. And that's what I will probably say to the people out there. You know, we as Zimbabweans, we have to fight the same cause.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Gibbs.
Do you agree with that, Tony? With that kind of assessment from Gaza?
Yeah, I think like he's alluding to the issue of financial resources. Maybe we need to come up with a model that is sellable to corporates, that is sellable to big companies that can come in a big way and support the financing of the game at grassroots level. We can't leave it to Delta Beverages and Coca-Cola alone, but we need to go deep down and have a whole lot of involvement, a wholesome involvement, and this teaming up of Premier Soccer League teams and secondary schools and colleges and primary schools and everything that falls under the ZIFA structures, because that's why ZIFA structures start from area zones. But have we ever had even a single player playing for the national team that is coming from any area zone across Zimbabwe? No, we have never had. So it's just they just exist for the sake of adding board members to the General Assembly, but not necessarily for adding a player to the under-17, to the under-20, or to the under-23, or to the senior team. So if we try and remodel and relook at the way we are doing things, and with a particular focus on financing the game, maybe we can reclaim those better days, and things maybe will go back to place.
Mm-hmm. Tine mwe mutereri ari parunhare, magadi.
Ndipo magadi.
Aiwa, tiripo yedu, tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, inini sekuona kwangu pamutambo ikoyo. Andi blame coach kuti akatadza, because ndo ma players angari panzvimbo akatambisa. So chakakonzera kuti ma players edu akatengwa kunzo kwaregedzeriya kunozotamba mutambo ichi. Inyaya yekuti havasi kubhadharwa mari
halo. So ndandakanwa kubvunza stand ndivani? Hello?
Maira. Yes.
Aiwa, Maira ka pamutambo wechani ka apabvumidzwa kutora vakovala vekunze vakaita sana Knowledge Musona, Nyangwana, Ovid Karuru vanotambira ku South Africa. Mukombe wema players anotamba muZimbabwe chete vana Highlanders, Dynamo, ZPC Kariba. Saka vekunze havatombobvumidzwe kuuya.
Ora iti ndo mamirira kaita
ndo mamirira zvakaita ehe.
Kunyangu zvazvo zvakadaro varipo wacho paground pacho, ini handioni kunge vari kupiwa mari inovafadzeni. Saka vanhu vanokwanisa kungotamba vachingotiwo zvitibve, nekuda kwekuti panonga hapana kwanongochitarisa kuda kuenda, nekuda unongochionawo mari yacho kuti hapana zvairi kuvashandira.
Saka dei pagadziriswa dambudziko remari iri.
Dambudziko remari ndo ranoita muZimbabwe zvino, zvese hazvisi kufamba nenyaya yekudai kuti mari.
Aiwa, ipapo tingawirirani, nekuti ndakaona even kuvakomana veCape United ndo zvimwe zvinenge zvainetsa kuti vanga vachine mukana wekuti vangaenderere mberi, asi hazvina kufamba, vanenge vaingonetsanawo futi nevakuru vechikwata icho chine nyaya dzemari idzi.
Yaa, panyaya yemari ndo pane challenge hombe. Vakagadzirisa ipapa apo tinoona kuti mutambo wedu unoenda kumberi, because vanhu vese vanotamba vanotamba vachitoiswa effort yavo, nekuda vanongochiziva kuti pane cheuviri chetinozowana kana tichinge tahwina. Saka so kana pasina cheuviri chavanongochida kuzowana, hapana kuti vangatamba, because vanonge vasina chavari kutarisira. But kana munhu aine chaari kutarisira, unyatsoziva kuti apa ndo pane raramo yangu. Aiwa, mutambo ungadai wakatambwa zvakanaka chese.
Hanza, ungangofire kwaya ya Japondo, mune muchingonzi muri kuimba asi hapana chaunowana.
Hapana chaiko, kunyange ukangotarisawo varimo mugovernment vacho vari kushanda kupi kunana Kanzuru, mararango zara mutauni, inyaya yekuti hapana mari. Saka vanhu havachashandi, saka semaplays nekubhora ikoko kumari hapana. Saka havangakwanisi kutamba mutambo nekuda kwekuti mari hapana.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, nenuwo maita basa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That's Mr. Maira there saying that is the problem that we are talking about. You know, players are not being paid. And if they are paid, they are not being paid on time. And as a result, he's saying that, you know, this is why they are not putting any extra effort. They are just playing for the sake of playing. You know, it's kind of a social soccer. And he says that is what is affecting the performance, Gibbs.
Now let's go back to Alex Maseko. Maseko, if ever there is something that can be done for Zimbabwe right now, what can be done to actually improve the situation, you know, on the ground, so that the team may do what is supposed to do, you know?
Okay, first things first, I'll also ask I'll pose a question which I don't need anyone to answer. You know, it's like a question whereby it's like I'm relating to you, to the people out there. All right. What makes our country or the corporate not to be involved in soccer, and individuals are the ones who are involving themselves in soccer? You find obviously, people are saying Professor Umagaya must sponsor the team. Why not big companies, you know, like what used to happen before. You remember when we, when they were stars at the end of the year, at the end of the season, we used to play, those who were selected as stars used to come and play against Islanders. And we were wearing red, you know, colors which would resemble the company, like Netball or Lion, you know what I mean? We could play a game. That is part of, it was part of Zifa's fundraising, a game, you understand, with Lion being sponsoring, but it was full. Those kind of games whereby, you know, Zifa can also raise money, you know, for themselves to help the national team, to pay the national team, those kind of things. Going back again to what Tony said about the corporate, I'm still surprised, as I said earlier on, you find an individual like Makaya, he wants to, he's an individual. Listen, he's working for himself, he's making money, but he's one person, he's not a company. And then the companies are pulling out. Why can't we go back and try and persuade those companies to get into soccer so that these guys can get paid? Yes, I would actually, if they want to, listen, they can employ me as a sales or marketing person, and I will come in and go and talk to those companies and make sure that, you know, the boys will get paid. I don't have a problem in doing that.
Maybe they'll think that you are looking for a post.
No, I don't want to take anyone's job, but you know what? We want to help our country. We want to make sure that, you know, these guys are getting paid. If there's no finances around, let's try and find a solution. We must stop complaining. We must stop all these kind of things and saying that, hey, the coach, hey, the team lost, hey, the other kind. We lose, as Zondi was saying. We lose some, we win some. Right? And you can't blame coaches. We don't prepare in time, and we end up blaming ourselves, and we start complaining again, but we need to find a solution. Solution is finances. And how do we raise those finances? Which means we have to go back to the drawing board again and start approaching those corporate companies to help us.
Thank you.
And let's go back to Tony. Are you on the line, Tony?
Yes, I am, Blessing.
Yes, but you know, most of the companies are actually struggling. And when I think the best prospect might be Econet, but remember there was that problem between Econet and Net One. Econet ended up pulling out, but you know, surprisingly, Masiwa is sponsoring the Botswana League and other, you know, sporting activities across the continent. What's happening?
Yeah, I think it's probably because he doesn't want his company to be involved in things to things that have to do with the with politics, because I think the issue between Econet and Net One at that stage was really more about politics more than football. So really, I don't think he wants to he has built himself into a corporate guy. He doesn't want to be to involve himself more into politics. So he will put his money where he sees no political interference in his investment. Companies really, yes, fine, they are struggling, but we have got other companies that can also come in and assist. We have got companies like Mimosa. They are doing well, sponsoring FC Platinum. We have got Zimplats sponsoring Gaz Platinum. We have got Tongat and Willet who are sponsoring Triangle. We have got ZTC Kariba. Why can't we go back to those, like what is Alex is saying? Why
thank
can't
you.
We go
thank
back
you, Tony.
And present
thank
to
you.
Them
and unfortunately, no extra time. No extra time or injury time. Thanks, Tony. We want to thank our guests this evening, Wellington Tony, Alexander, the cool ruler Maseko, and also Muzondi Walezi, Muzo Mugadza, and Mo Moyo. Thanks also to our viewers, our listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And not forgetting our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, bye-bye.